And when you are there, 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 when you are there. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. It has been a downpour of the word. Word, 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 word. Throughout the week. And here we are in the night. We have heard so much. Almost everything we need to hear. And we will not do anything but to round off what we have started with. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Subject is a royal priesthood called out of darkness. A royal priesthood dash called out of darkness. Tonight, my objective, we shall be understanding our call out of darkness. And also understanding our assignment in the light. By way of introduction, most people that are called by God are actually called out of darkness. They have a background of darkness in one area or the other. Either directly themselves, or linearly in their lineage or something. They have a background that is dark. And so if you are here tonight, and you seem to be in the middle of a lot of darkness, congratulations, because you are a candidate for the calling. You are a candidate for royalty. A candidate for dignity. I'm going to give examples of people in scripture that were called out of darkness. And then I will tell you our assignment in the light, and we are true for now. Now, I'm looking at three dimensions of darkness that people were called from. One is the darkness of iniquity or evil. The darkness of iniquity or demonic activity. Put it like that. The darkness of iniquity or demonic activity. That is, people whose background was iniquitous and God called them. Or who came out of a background of strong demonic activity and God called them. Number one, Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle was the apostle that persecuted and was there when Stephen was stoned to death. See what Paul called himself. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15. He said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. So you can call him chief sinner. That was Paul. It was a darkness of iniquity. Maybe you are here like that. Example number two, Ruth. Number two, Moses. Moses was the murderer that God called and turned him into a deliverer. In Exodus chapter 2 and in verse 13, the Bible said, and when he went out The second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to him that did the wrong, wherefore smitest thou thy fellow? That is why do you hit your neighbor? And he said, who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian? Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. Moses was a killer. He was a hitman. And God called him. Example number 3. Ruth, the Moabitess. That one was one called out of the darkness of demonic activity. You know the Moabites and the Ammonites. Very, very terrible tribes. They caused their children to pass through the fire. They sacrifice people to the fire. They do human sacrifice. That's the kind of place that Ruth came from. In Deuteronomy chapter 23 and in verse 3, the Bible said, an Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Even to their 10th generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord. How abominable they are. They were. They were not permitted to mix with Israel. That was the background of Ruth that became the great grandmother of Jesus Christ. A royal priesthood called out of darkness, out of darkness, out of darkness. Example number 4 in this category, Abraham. Abraham came out of the all the Kaddish, which looked to me like the headquarters of idolatry in those days. No wonder God said, come out of your father's house. Genesis chapter 12, from 1 to 3, from your kindred, from your country. It is filled with evil, iniquity, idolatry, to the land I will show you. God pulled Abraham out of that demonic activity and turned him into a generational celebrity. There is somebody I'm talking to here this morning. Maybe you have done a lot of things in the past, and the devil said God cannot do anything with you. Maybe you came out of a very bad family, a family of native doctors, a family of witch doctors, a family of occultism, a family where they sacrifice human beings. I am here to announce to you, God has a plan for your life. And that plan shall come to pass. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, thank you for calling me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. So that was the darkness of iniquity and demonic activity. Second category of darkness is the darkness of adversity, where a person actually passed through terrible struggles, terrible challenges, financial scarcity, everything dry, and God called them. Example number 1, Joseph. Joseph was in the darkness of the Egyptian prison in Genesis 41 verse 14. When Pharaoh sent for him, then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself and changed his raiment. So that should tell you how he was. He was disheveled, unclean. Maybe he hasn't had a bath, shaved himself, changed his raiment, and came before Pharaoh. In Psalm 105 verse 17, Psalm 105 verse 17, the Bible said, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with feathers. He was laid in iron until the time his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. And then the king sent and loosed him. So he was bound, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. I don't know who God is speaking to here today. But I don't know the darkness of adversity you have been in, the kind of prison the devil kept you. In this royal priesthood convention, you are coming out of adversity and stepping into royalty. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen. That was Joseph. Number two, David. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11. David was a man who was abandoned in the bush. Abandoned to face lions. Abandoned to face danger. And Samuel said unto Jesse, I hear all thy children. And he said, there remained yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him. For we will not sit down till he come. That was a man abandoned. We saw it yesterday, Psalm 27 and in verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord shall pick me up. Anyone here tonight who is a victim of rejection, a victim of abandonment, your life is always confronting danger and threat. I declare today, God is speaking to you. You are coming out of that darkness into royalty. You are coming out of that darkness into royalty. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen, and take your seat. The next person that you are looking at in the darkness of adversity is Esther. Esther's case is so pathetic. Esther chapter 2 verse 5 to 7, you will see the background of Esther. Now in Shushan the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jer, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem, baby girl, carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity, which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter. So Mordecai is an old cousin of Esther. Look at this. For she had neither father nor mother. And the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, I don't know if they died together, took for his own daughter. No father, no mother, no country. A captive, a slave, orphan. That was the kind of adversity Esther found herself before God called her. I speak to somebody here today. Anyone who has such a history of adversity in your life, I'd like you to get ready, because God will use you over nations, over territories, over nations. Shout the loudest, amen. Called out of darkness. Look at Daniel. Fourth example. Do you know the official title of Daniel? You will see it in Daniel chapter 2, verse 25. This was what they knew him. Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste and said unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. Not that I have found a man that is wise, a man that is intelligent, a man that is anointed. I found a man among those we captured from Judah. Man captured, man kidnapped, man taken hostage of. That was the man God said, I have an anointing for your life. Is there anybody here today who are saying, life has not been fair to me? I am anointed to announce to you, God is putting a crown on your head tonight. That amen can be better. that amen can be better. Shout the loudest believers, amen. The loudmost believers, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, if you have been in darkness of any sort, congratulations. Because God has a call and a crown for your life. Finally, number three is the darkness of negative family background or negative family history. Call it the darkness of inferiority. Where your father is a nobody. Your father's house is in nothing. That was Gideon in Judges chapter 6 verse 14 to verse 16. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, oh my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. I know a man who is a billionaire today. He is the only brother he has in life. No father, no mother, no brother, no sister. Hello? From such a disastrous background. Christian man, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, on fire for God. That was Gideon's background. What of Saul, the son of Zero? 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 1. The Bible said, there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zero, the son of Bechorath, the son of Afiah, a Benjamite. Even though he was a mighty man of power, yet his family was the smallest family in Israel. And that was where God went to take a king. There's somebody here, they look down on your father's house. They look down on the path on your side of the town, your side of the village. They look down on who you are. I may not be talking to everybody. People are even shocked that anything can come out of you. I am anointed to announce to you, God is taking you out of such a background and putting a crown on your head. He's taking you out of such a background and putting a crown on your head. You believe it? Shout the loudest, amen. Here was the stone that was rejected of the builders. It has now become the head of the corner. There is a stone like that. Here, rejected. The one talking to you is one such. Rejected. Practical, real rejection. That has now become the head of the corner. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody shout the louder believers, amen. Look at your neighbor, say congratulations for your calling and coronation. What do you do? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord around us. What do you do? Having been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Number one, live in his praise. Live in worship. Live in appreciation. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. That to show forth the praises of him that called you. Let your life be filled with permanent appreciation. Even if you cannot feel the crown on your head yet, begin to celebrate it. Number two, live to shine for God. Live to shine for God. Let your light so shine. Men do not light a candle and put it under a bushel. Luke 5:14-16. Shine for God. Let it be clear to the world that we have a God that is good. Number three. Live to be a blessing. To God's kingdom. Live to be a blessing. To the kingdom of God. Psalm 122 and in verse 9. David said, for the sake of your house, I will seek your good. Do me good, and your house will fill it. Finally, live to be a blessing to your generation. I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and verse 3. Somebody say a loud amen. I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. Somebody here who is ready to be a blessing, say a loud amen. Friends, if you have a background of darkness, congratulations. If you are currently in the realm of such adversity of darkness, congratulations. The changer of stories is changing your story now. Will you stand up with a loudest shout of amen? I have a prophetic word for somebody. Will you stand up on your feet, people? The era of going up and coming down expired today. The era of rising up. You are the one who just testified about God blessing you with 500 million. You are the same person 6 months later talking about trusting God. No. The path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more. There is no better yesterday with God. With God, your best days are always in front. Not everybody who is a prophet wears the title of prophet. But how you know is what a man says. Will it come to pass? Somebody sent me a text message the other day. He said, you said that so and so person will go to prison without fail 5 years ago. You see, you said it to me. And I remember clearly. You see, I can't believe what I am seeing today. Say nothing will save him from prison. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So it is with that weight of mantle that I still prophesy. Anything that takes you up and make you to crash down, that era is over forever. The wind wisdom to serve God well. The wisdom to go up and stay up. It's released for you now. Someone here, the Lord is saying to you, those who are waiting to laugh at you, they will wait until they change their minds. Help him there. Laughing at your commitment to God. Mocking your carrying the Bible. Mocking your going to church. I like the media people to identify all these prophetic words by number. They are waiting to say, we told you. That day will never come. All I can say to you is, hold God very tight and don't be fake. Don't be fake. Don't be fake. Be real. Don't put one leg in church and one leg out. Don't patronize God and patronize herbalists. If you will do that and be real, I announce to you, when they wait to laugh, and there is no reason to laugh at you, they will change their mind. They will follow you to serve your God. For somebody here, this year is not permitted to end. I want you to realize that this is our last worship and wonders night before the crossover night. The crossover night is not permitted to arrive until God has changed your story. Until God has changed your story. Until God has changed your story. I see the Lord dropping the key in the hand of somebody. You are packing into your house, your own house. Before this year is over, you are driving your own car. Before this year is over, you are entering your own shop. Before this year is over, get your hands high. He says you shall be the head and not the tail. Above only and never beneath. I announce to you, whatever has kept you at the back, at the back in life, at the back of your friends who don't even know God, whatever has kept you at the back, that yoke is broken. Hey! Whatever has made you the tail instead of being the head, that power is broken. And you are arising to the realm of headship. Mashatakala, where you belong. Ah, Thank you, Jesus. Just lift your hands and praise Him. Honor Him. Honor Him. That's right. He just showed me a diversion of destiny. Somebody's destiny was exchanged. The life you are meant to live, the favor you are meant to be experiencing, the success you are meant to be experiencing, somebody else is experiencing it. And they did it by diabolic operation. They did it by diabolic operation. Hey! I want some people at the back of the mic. It was a mystery of Mordecai, where Haman was enjoying what was Mordecai's portion. And it was done by diabolism. Until the fasting and prayer of Esther reversed it. And Mordecai got his position. And Haman lost the position. And what Haman planned for Mordecai, he got it. He built a gallows. He was hung on that gallows. Today I announce, anywhere they took your favor and took your name and took your success and took your results, I declare a reversal now. Lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, I receive my favor back. Open your mouth and pray. I receive my favor. I receive my success. I receive my breakthrough. Back now. What happened to your father will not happen to you. They took his favor, took his success, took his star, took his shining. You won't die before your time. Picture two words. Someone whose name starts with a J, lady, like a Julie or Juliet, whose father's name also starts with a J, also like a John or something. The father has a name that has J. Father's name is also J. Wow. Juliana James. Masha, ke fereta sotakala. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Say after me, every demonic transaction against my life, against my my success against my destiny. I declare reversal and restoration in my favor. Juliana, John, lift your hands. Every contention surrounding your life and destiny ends now. The battle is over. The struggle with you for what is yours is broken. You will not repeat the calamities of your father's house and the negativity of your father. Fire! In the name that is above them. And every other person here, Jenny, Julius, Juliana, Julius, all manner of JJ. All of you, I will not lay hands on you physically. But right now, I declare every negativity in your father's house is broken. You will fulfill your days. Lift up your hands. Talo Rade. Marco Sato Kalad. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Masha Koko Bagaragala. And you are the Savior of my soul. You're my Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You are the Savior of my soul, you are the Savior of my soul. Lift up your hands, Master Collaborator. Anybody struggling with you for what is yours? Property struggle. Destiny struggle. Even struggle maritally. I don't know if there's a man who came from the south, maybe Warri area. It's also a name that starts with a J. That is in a battle over property and they are threatening your life. That's a jail like a Joseph or something from the south area. You came for the program. A battle over land property with a threat to your life. It is yours.
Amen.
Lift your hands up. One more time, receive that prophetic word. Everyone battling with what is yours. Fighting over your destiny. Fighting over your possession and your portion. I declare that battle is over. And what is yours is released now. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands. Oh my God, restorer of my life. Oh my God, Restorer. Lord, you are my Savior. You are my healer. You are the restorer of my life. My body mirror, you are my way maker. You are the restorer of my life. Oh my God. Sing restorer.
South region of the country with a contention over a property and with a threat to his life. This is Brother James from Cross River State in Nigeria. He said he came with that heavy expectation in this convention. There is a contention over a school and a property and also a threat to his life.
Father, I pray for someone here today. Anyone who wants you dead will take your place in that debt. Whatever is yours that they are struggling with you for, what is yours enters your hands now. Tell me what happened.
Sir, this God is too much. Accurate spot diagnosis. This is Sister Juliana John. You declared over her life. You said the contention is over.
I had once said that somebody here with a name Jay, like Jay, Juliana. Yes, father's sir. Name is Jay, like John.
And John, yes, sir. So you picked her out. You prayed for her. You said the contention is over. The battle is over. The struggle is over. You will not repeat the calamity and the negativity of your father's house. So let me start with the issue of the contention. She said in her family, a lot of contentions. According to her, in the dream of the night, she will see someone coming to collect what belongs to her. She said that she's like the breadwinner of the family. She has raised 5 graduates, worked for 15 years, lost her job. Nothing is working. I'm concerned the negativity and the calamity in her father's house. Her father was once the breadwinner of the family. Worked for years, suddenly lost his job. Everything crashed to zero. Nothing is working. She's experiencing the same thing that the father
went through. Can you stand up on your feet and lift up your hands and say, after me, say in the name of Jesus. Lift it and say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every altar of my family, of my lineage, of my father's house, contending with my life. Today is your expiry day. Oh, you altar, catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Mashadina. raise your two hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus. I cannot repeat the negativities, the calamities of my father's house. I cannot repeat it. Today, I decree my story is different. Open your mouth and pray. High up in a short while to come, we shall pray and ask to receive our crown. We'll do it like twice. Afterwards, we shall present finally for the conference, Sunday celebration, our expectation in this conference. So lift up your hands and you are going to receive your enthronement as a royal priesthood. A royal priest. Lift your hands high. But while that is to happen, it belongs to a holy nation, the peculiar people. I want everyone to be a part of what God is about to do. And if you are right in the congregation, in need of surrender to Jesus, in need of forgiveness for your sins, you say, please remain standing. You say, Pastor, I don't want to be left out of this. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Everywhere you are, pray the prayer after me with your voice and say it out loud. Lord Jesus. Louder. Lord Jesus. That it can be louder still. Lord Jesus. I am a sinner. Louder. I need you. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I've decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward, never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.